You're listening to Grow Great, a leadership podcast. It's episode 346, Marketing in the Moment, Multiply Your Marketing. Hey, greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. The website is growgreat.com. We wrap up this week's series on marketing in the moment with some thoughts about multiplying our marketing. Now, one obvious way to do this is with money, but writing checks isn't my point today. Sure, you can write bigger checks, you can write more checks, and effectively drive business growth. And if you can do that, by all means, write the checks. Most of us don't have unlimited funds, though. Most of us have a lot more fear than funds. The reason Wednesday's podcast focused on measuring marketing was because we need to know if we are getting a return. Now, whether we call it CAC, customer or client acquisition cost, or something else, it's urgent. It is urgent and important that we understand what kind of investment is required in time, in money, in effort, in talent, and everything else. What investment is required to acquire a customer? When you're starting out, that is super hard, and it may even be impossible. Now, let's suppose that I knew I could invest $1,000 to get a client. And let's suppose that a typical client would result in $5,000 worth of gross revenue. Okay, well, the math is easy, provided we know the profit margin exceeds 20%. Why 20%? Well, because $1,000 is 20% of $5,000, which would enable me to at least earn back the money that I spent, the $1,000, to acquire the client. Yeah, but wait a minute. That's just break even at getting the client. What about the time and the effort and the expense to deliver any value to the client? The margin has to be vastly better than 20% in order to make this math work. Otherwise, I'm crazy to spend $1,000 to acquire a customer. Now, if the profit margins are 80%, okay, then a $5,000 typical client could produce $4,000 worth of profit. Question, would you trade $1,000 for $5,000 gross for $4,000 profit? Duh, of all day long. Okay, so you could write that $1,000 check all day long, constantly, if you knew it would result in one typical client. That's one way to multiply marketing. Now, of course, things often look easier and they sound easier and they're way more attractive theoretically and on paper than they are in the wild. Client or customer acquisition is hard. It's very hard. If it weren't, well, then everybody would just be trying to get a little bit of money to start off once they knew what the client acquisition cost was. And in our example, if it's $1,000, then hey, all you got to do, come up with your first $1,000. Just scrape, beg, borrow, steal, get $1,000, because you can flip that $1,000 into $4,000 profit, theoretically. Well, then you know what you could do. Yeah. Now you can write four checks each for $1,000. And guess what you end up with? Well, yeah, you end up with four clients each worth $4,000 profit. That's $16,000. Oh yeah, now you know what you can do. Now you can write 16 of those checks. 16 $1,000 checks, and guess what we end up with? $64,000. Well, you see the formula, don't you? Come on, this is easy. Now you just write, well, you write 64 checks. Man, you're just quadrupling your business at every turn. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Not in real life. We write the $1,000 check. We hustle. We talk to anybody and everybody we can talk to. And all we hear are crickets, because there are no guarantees. Multiplying marketing is about improving odds. Not much more. Now, I know you would love to have promises. You would love to have guarantees. You would love to have solid solutions that are very predictable, that work every single time. Well, I would too. We'd all love that. problem is they just don't exist. What does exist is a lot of hard work, a lot of fear, and even more, a lot of rejection. And somewhere out there in the future, there's a point where you figure something out and it works. But know this, it won't keep working, which is why you have to keep monitoring. That's what we talked about on Monday. And you got to keep moving. I mean, we got to be like sharks. We're just constantly prowling for something to eat. The big idea that leaps to my mind when we talk about multiplying our marketing is attention. Now, back in the old days, in the pre-internet days, we used to call it visibility, but it really is attention. Now, whether it was advertising on the radio or television or newspaper or magazines, yellow pages, whatever it was, whether it was a PR campaign that was traditional or maybe we were super creative and we engaged in guerrilla marketing. You remember when that series of books hit and was very popular? Am I the only one? Am I the only one old enough to remember this? Maybe we were willing to be a little bit off the wall. It all boiled down to our need to be seen, our need to be heard. We needed people to pay attention to us. We needed people to notice. Visibility, attention have long been the keys to success at everything business related, and frankly, just about everything else too. Now, I know some influencers and thought leaders who, quite frankly, they're not any sharper. In fact, some are not as sharp as a lot of other people that I know, but nobody knows them. In fact, I know far more business people who are vastly superior to many influencers and thought leaders that I know. Yeah, but because of their lack of visibility, because they don't get the attention that the influencer, quote unquote, gets, nobody gives them credit. Out of sight, out of mind. The majority of influencers and thought leaders that I know have one skill over anonymous, brilliant people. They self-promote, and they do it well. They have figured out how to get people's attention. The really good ones aren't just good at it. They're great at it. Oh, and there's this. They love it. They love it. Now, introverts like me hate it. I don't hate them doing it. I hate to do it. I appreciate those who can do it, especially those who can do it so well. I'm even envious, but it's just not who I am. Multiplying your marketing means that you increase the attention coming to your business. But more specifically, it means that you increase the positive attention coming your way. Now, I say that in spite of the fact that there seems to be tremendous evidence, I might even venture to say empirical evidence, that even negative attention can be leveraged to pay off. Yeah, I'm just not willing to go there. It's not how I want to play the game. It's not how I roll. If you want to roll that way, I'm not going to judge you. How can we leverage? How can we multiply having people say good things about our business? How can we leverage or multiply the positive attention for our business? Now, at heart, I'm a merchant. At heart, I'm an operator, because those are my roots. And so I will admit that bias right up front. Now, those roots mean I'm always thinking about the end user. I'm thinking about the customer. Well, before you even get to that, I'm thinking about the shopper. I'm thinking about the prospect. I'm thinking about the person who might be interested. Because without them, well, we don't have any hope to get a customer. We need people interested in our offer. That's where it starts. The operator in me focuses on multiplying our marketing with our existing customers. Put me in practically any business dilemma, and I'm going to be real. This is how I'm wired. I'm going to quickly go and look at the current customer base. What's happening with the current customer base? Who are these people? How happy are these people? How unhappy are these people? That's why it's one of the legs of the business building trifecta that I talk about so frequently, which is, number one, getting new customers, number two, serving existing customers better, and number three, not going crazy in the process. And of course, if you can hit the trifecta, business building, well, hello, eureka, home run. So for starters, if you are not currently dazzling your customers, your current customers, then I'm going to push you to start right there. Fix that. Get that fixed no matter what you do. Do that today. Do that right now. Do not focus on anything else until you get that mastered because, well, it's the right thing to do. And they'll start talking about you. They'll start telling other people about how great you are, and that will result in growth. Finding people who are interested. Well, first, they have to know who we are. They have to know what we do. Marketing's real job is to have prospects raise their hands and say, hey, you're talking to me. The more we can multiply our marketing, the more hands we should see go up. And the more hands we see go up, well, the more of those hands we should be able to convert into paying customers. Remember, we're going to dazzle. We are going to dazzle every single one of them too. Now, think of going into a big ballroom. You've been into big ballrooms before. So you enter this big ballroom full of people. Are they all prospects? I don't know. You don't know. We don't have any way to know. Now, you could work the room and you could interact with as many people as possible. And let's assume that you're not going to be that sleazy, hey, here's my business card kind of a person. Instead, you're going to be thoughtful. You're going to be engaging. You're going to be interested. You're going to be mindful. And so you are trying to really get to know as many people as possible. It's a good strategy. It's a great strategy. It's time consuming. It beats standing on a chair and shouting to the entire room as you throw up two fistfuls of business cards. Hey, I'm Randy. Let me tell you all about my company. Nobody wants to be that guy. Well, nobody wants to interact with that guy. Multiplying your marketing would be putting on an event where you give a presentation about something that's congruent with your expertise and what you do and what your company does, and you just pour on the value. I mean, this is just a super educational kind of a thing. By hook or crook, you get as many people into that room as possible, and you do it, only this time you're not working the crowd. Because you're on stage. You're in front of the room. You got a microphone in your hands. The room is more likely filled with prospects, well, simply because they responded to an invitation to come hear you speak on a topic that, well, obviously interested to them, or they wouldn't be there. And it's a topic that is directly related to you and your business. You give your speech, and you're just hoping to bring as much value as possible. You're not asking for anything. There's no sales pitch. It's just a high, high value presentation. Okay, along with refreshments and an atmosphere that fosters people to mix and mingle before and afterward. Your company sponsors the event. But otherwise, you just let nature take its course. You let folks ask you about your business and how you might be able to help them. Now, it's not just quantity, it's quality. Can you approach your marketing to improve the quality of the people in the room, meaning the people who are more likely to be a fit for your business than not? Well, yes. Yes, you can do that. We can all do that. It's time to put on our thinking caps, people. It's time to figure out ways to do that more effectively. And that means we need to be more creative. It means we need to stop reading everybody's mail. We need to stop thinking, well, best practices. I'm sick and tired of best practices. Best practices. You know what the best practices are? The ones that work for you. Uh-huh. So you need to get busy and get creative. Yeah, okay, let's pick another trite phrase too that drives me crazy, but you think outside the box. You know, better yet, just throw the box away. We got to stop waiting for an epiphany to hit us. We've got to stop reading all the trite, glib crap that's out there. Do this, do that. Here's the strategy. Here's the tactic. Oh, here's the hack. Get clever. Get really clever. Get creative. Yeah, take some risks. No, you're not going to risk the farm. Have some fun. Have some fun. Get in front of people. Get in front of more people. And get more people into your world. We've all got marketing challenges that require us to multiply our marketing as much as we can so that we can get the attention of more people. Here's the goal. We reach more people, thus giving more people the opportunity to know what we do so they can figure out if we are the right solution for them. And if what we do provides high value, high enough value, then we earn enough profits to keep doing it for existing customers and new customers. We're driven. You and me, we are driven to want to serve and help more people. By multiplying our marketing, we multiply our business and our positive impact in the world. Growing great is the pursuit, and we can do this. Me? I'm spreading the word about a unique opportunity for business owners to achieve accelerated growth in their business, in their leadership, in their lives. It's a 7-member mastermind group that serves as a board of advisors, helping each member make better decisions. If you are the owner of a business, I need you to raise your hand. If you're the owner of a business doing at least $3 million in annual revenue, then please go check out thepeeradvantage.com. You'll find this, I think it's orange, this big orange apply now button. Click that button. Yeah, you can read the copy if you want to, but no worries if you don't want to. Click the button. There's no obligation. We will jump on the phone and we'll have a nice conversation. And together we will figure out, well, if this is a good fit or not. Hey, next week, kids, is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it's already here. It's the holiday season. It's great. It's wonderful. It's terrific. I'm going to be traveling all week. So go back and listen to some of the episodes from the archives because, well, I won't be producing anything brand new next week. Lord willing, I will be back the first week of December. Thanks for listening. Be well, do good, grow great. Happy Thanksgiving. I'd tell you not to eat too much, but you're going to anyway. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I will see you in December.